Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. That was Celine Dion, Oh Holy Night. We're going to be having Christmas songs. We'll have several next week and even the week after. So hang in there with us. I'm excited. Got a great guest today. But above all, I want all of you to think about the holidays. And our show next week is going to be about how we can keep ourselves from being too depressed or down or upset or the commercialism of it. Today we'll speak a little bit about health, or about Christmas health with our guest, Dr. Christine Horner. She is an all-around great holistic doctor, traveled much, spoken much. Dr. Gary Null wants to get her on one of his films about health. And so, you know, that's good. Longevity and a lot of new issues. On the newest, she's done so much research. I'm excited to have her, but we'll have her in a couple of minutes. I want to do a couple of announcements. First of all, our show is all about body, mind, spirit, health, longevity. We're creative. We give you the latest, the newest research, science, and studies. The name of it is Let's Create a Better World. And there we talk about the problems of the world, the wrongs, and then what we can do about them, and some partial answers. Next week, which would be January the 19th, Dr. Winnie Traynor has been on before. A year ago, she was on right before Christmas, and she's on to next week again because she has so much information about how, let's call it the Christmas blues. And we're going to talk about that today, too, a little bit, how people get depressed, they get down. There's addictions come up. Love is important. It's just so much pressure on so many people, especially the poor people and people with any kind of problems. And that goes for all people of all stripes, financial and otherwise. So we're going to have a great show all on that next week, the 19th. The 26th, 2 weeks from now, we're going to have a full discussion about what's been going on at Standing Rock. I'll mention a little bit of that today, but I'm excited. Lots of good stuff. So before we get to our great guest, and I'm excited about that, I want to also let you know that the Access Pipeline has been a temporary success where the Army has declared a stop to the pipeline, and that's good because if this breaks, it's going to mean the water will be ruined. The Colorado River, the Missouri River, several million people, many, many, many natives, and this is not a good thing. Now, I'm going to read you something real quick, then we'll get to our guest. The gentleman named Wes Clark, a veteran, a leader, organized and got 4,000 veterans from all around the country of all stripes to come to Standing Rock to support it. When the word got out that they were coming, that's when I think the government, the army, the president had to make a move. Sometimes in a protest, demonstration, or you raise hell, if you do it strong enough, you're going to raise the ire of the leadership, the government, and they have to do something. You make them do something. Well, these people did that. There were celebrities there, people from all over. So here's what Wes Clark Jr. had to say to the natives. They got on their knees. Many of them. There were 4,000 of them. There were many of the leaders, and the people were indoors. They had to go indoors because the snow is so bad. Here's what he said. We came. We fought you. We took your land. We signed treaties, and we broke them. He went on. This is Wes Clark, Jr., leader of 4,000 veterans that came to Standing Rock. We stole materials from your sacred lands. We stole minerals from your sacred lands. We blasted the faces of our presidents onto your sacred mountains. Then we took still more land, and then we took your children, and we tried to eliminate your language. We didn't respect you. We polluted your earth. We've hurt you in so many ways. Okay, I'm finishing here. Somebody else you can. Excuse the noise. Got a lot of notes here. We come to say today that we are sorry. He bowed his head. We are at your service, and we beg you to forgive us. Now remember, they're on their knees. In a surprise move, the Army did make that move the day before, right after they heard that the soldiers were coming. Standing Rock is a Sioux tribe. Thousands of people were there, students, activists, celebrities, even politicians were on their side. This is beautiful. This, my friends, is something we talk about on this show, where it's going to happen more and more and more, where because of the new administration, I hate to even say his name, the president-elect, it's going to be crazy. So this was a forgiveness ceremony. It was a lot of hugging, a lot of love. Grizzled veterans, servicemen, men, tough guys, macho guys, cried, lots of tears. It was one of the most beautiful things ever, in my opinion, as far as anything of this sort, where people get together and forgive. All right, enough of that. We're going to have more on this in the next few weeks, especially 2 weeks from today, on December the 26th, the day after Christmas. We're going to have a lot of Christmas music the next 2 weeks also. Back next week, I've got several songs, classic songs, one by Christmas Rockin' by, I forget her name offhand right now. Some classics. Also, at the end of the show, we'll have a black Christmas, white Christmas. So, white Christmas with soul. All right, let's get to our guest. Enough, a lot of talk here, but we got a lot of great things to say with Dr. Christine Horner, our today's guest, an all-around holistic doctor on longevity, health. The first, Dr. Horner, could you tell us, and welcome to the show, first of all. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thank you. My pleasure.
Thank you. You were wonderful last time, and I know you'll be wonderful again this time. Could you first tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, about your goals and your dreams? And I know you studied a lot. You did a lot of research. A little about how you got into this and your current activities.
Sure. So I'm a board-certified general surgeon and board-certified plastic surgeon. And I worked as a plastic surgeon in my solo practice, and I did a lot of breast reconstructive surgery. I had kind of a special interest in breast cancer because my own mother had been diagnosed with breast cancer. So in my practice, here I am doing the breast reconstruction, and I'm noticing that my patients are getting younger and younger until finally I started doing breast reconstruction for breast cancer in women in their 20s. And I thought, okay, something is way wrong, and there's got to be something that women can do to help to lower the risk. And this was actually 20 years ago now, and it was before there was, you know, much of any conversation about natural health. So what I did was I went through the medical research and was looking to see, you know, if there's anything that we knew that could help to lower the risk for women, and I had no idea what I was going to find because I thought all the research was sponsored by pharmaceutical companies. But lo and behold, I found thousands of studies that showed exactly why we have a breast cancer epidemic and prostate cancer and colon cancer and kind of ill health in general, and all the things we're doing to contribute to it and the things that we traditionally don't do in this culture that are highly protective, and they were all natural. So food, supplements, lifestyle choices. At that point in time, I had done a lot of medical training in the Western system, from medical school to, you know, the residencies in general surgery, plastic surgery, and so forth. And, you know, I didn't have a single course in nutrition. We were, you know, I was kind of taught none of that seemed to matter. I mean, in the hospitals, we were giving post-surgical patients, you know, white bread and green Jell-O and glazed donuts and terrible stuff. So, anyway, at that point, you know, it really took me into the world of natural health. And I got introduced to the system of medicine called Ayurveda, which is a traditional system of medicine from India that's 5,000 years old. Deepak Chopra talks about it. But Ayur means life, and Veda means knowledge, so it literally means the knowledge of life. And it really is a whole system about how to create and maintain extraordinary health. And that, like I said, I didn't learn anything about health when I went through my Western medical training. I learned how to suppress symptoms with, you know, medications, or to, you know, cut things out surgically. So that really kind of revolutionized and awakened myself, you know, to really understanding about how to, you know, create health. And I thought, you know, here I am up on the cleanup, you know, committee here, you know, for women that have breast cancer. And, you know, here we have the answers, really, about how you can avoid this. And the research really points to about 95% of the cases of breast cancer could be prevented through diet and lifestyle alone. And, you know, that's pretty much true for most of the chronic diseases that we see. So the more I learned, the more I thought people really need to know this. And so I was living in Cincinnati, Ohio at the time, and I you know, went to the television stations, and I asked them to have me be their on-air doctor on the newscast talking about complementary and alternative medicine. This is back in 1999, 2000, 2002, through there. And so they said yes, and so I did that for about 3 years, and I was working literally 14 hours a day, 7 days a week, to pull off doing the television along with doing my practice. And after 3 years of it, I woke up one day and I went, okay, I can't do this anymore. And so I decided that I was going to leave my plastic surgery practice and really pursue my passion, which is teaching people about how to become and stay healthy naturally. So since that time, I've written a couple of books. My first book was called Waking the Warrior Goddess, and it's all about the natural approaches to protecting against and fighting breast cancer. It actually won the best health book of the year when it first came out, and it's gone through 3 editions now, updated editions. And then this year, I released another book called Radiant Health, Ageless Beauty, which basically tells you everything you need to know about how to create extraordinary health and longevity.
Your information is super, and at the end of the show, I want to let our guests, our listeners, know that they should call you, they should look up your website, and some of these books are outstanding. I know that for a fact. So we're gonna try to encourage the listeners to do that, and we could talk more about breast cancer. We can talk more about, I want to talk more as we go along, about sleeping patterns. I like what you said about Western medicine, nothing but medications and cut you up. And you've learned from all that because you were in plastic surgery. I like what you said about Ayurveda. There's so many issues, and you're so open-minded. What I like about you, Dr. Horner, is that you're willing to look at other cultures, other parts of the world, and what they're doing, whereas many, many American doctors just stay in one little box. That's the American way of doing things, and it's old, and it's antiquated, and it's not working, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
Any more thoughts along the lines of what I just said?
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, I think there's definitely been a huge improvement compared to when I first started, as far as the openness towards looking at natural health. And, you know, I always have an issue about, like, why do we do these distinctions, you know, calling them complementary and alternative and Western, when, you know, we should be just looking at what works. And, there, you know, the boundaries are getting fuzzier, and I think there's just been tremendous amount of research that is being done on these, I'll call them natural, you know, approaches and products and so forth. A great example is the Indian spice turmeric,
right.
And there's you know, almost 10,000 studies in the medical research now, and some, you know, institutions that everyone's familiar with, like MD Anderson, you know, the big cancer hospital in Houston, and Harvard, and so forth, are publishing a lot of research, you know, on turmeric, and so we've gotten just phenomenal, you know, information about all the different ways that it helps to support health. There's been over 150 different ways that have been mapped out that it helps to, you know, support health, and about 30 different anti-cancer properties to it, and has been shown to lower the risk of about 17 different kinds of cancers. So when I first started out, I mean, I'd hear from colleagues, oh, there's no research, you know, on this stuff, and it's like, no, there's actually been an explosion of research in this area, and, oh, there's not good studies, but it's like, no, there's double-blinded, placebo-controlled, you know, studies which are golden standard and published in reputable journals and all that kind of stuff. So it's not a question about that anymore. So we have tons of clarity about all these different, and again, I'll call them natural approaches that are extremely important for creating extraordinary health.
Dr. Horner, this is great. For our listeners, this is Dr. Christine Horner, who's traveled, who's written books. We're going to talk about the books. And she's a holistic doctor that's open-minded about learning different studies. She's done much studying, used to be a plastic surgeon, and she's really had some great things to say. So let's get on to some more subjects. It's Christmas time, Dr. Horner, and what can you say about how people live, how they eat, how they do, how they think, and what's wrong and what they can do better during the holidays?
Sure. So, you know, it's often known that a lot of people kind of struggle through the holidays for a variety of different reasons. And, you know, sometimes it stems from emotional, you know, issues with families, and maybe somebody's died in the family around that time. But there's a, you know, variety of different reasons why people can find the holidays tough. And kind of compounding it is that it's also well known that people kind of live out of balance, we'll say, during the, you know, the holiday time in particular. So, you know, first of all, our diet, you know, is something that is pretty clear that what you put into your body has an absolute profound effect not only on your health but also on your mood, you know, too. So, for instance, eating sugar, which is, you know, there's tons of sweets around the time of Christmas, but eating sugar, we know sugars acts like a poison in the human body, and that it not only causes these physiological changes that promote inflammation and, you know, push you at higher risk for virtually all the different chronic diseases, but also very much affects your mood. So there's, I mean, I remember decades ago the book The Sugar Blues, so, you know, very commonly what happens, you eat the sugar, your glucose goes up, and then when it crashes down, it's like you can feel, you know, kind of depressed and out of sorts. So that's definitely not going to be helpful, you know, for you going through the Christmas, you know, holidays. Another factor that occurs is that, you know, we're at the time when we've got the shortest amount of sunlight. And seasonal affective disorder is well known, particularly in the northern climates, and, you know, during this time of year. And so there's been a lot of research looking at what specifically is causing that. And, you know, we know that sunlight has a lot to do with it, and there's many different kind of aspects or physiological effects that sunlight has on our bodies. And one of them is manufacturing vitamin D. Now we're all covered up and not getting sun for the most of us, you know, during this time. And it turns out that vitamin D actually acts more like a hormone in our body, and it's really essential for every cell to function properly. And it has so many different, you know, aspects to it that, you know, you get into severe problems when you have low vitamin D levels. And it's estimated about 80% of people, you know, have low vitamin D levels. So not only does it increase your risk of diseases like breast cancer and multiple sclerosis and Parkinson's and so forth, but there's also an association with depression. So having low vitamin D levels, you know, can increase your, you know, problems with depression. And there's a number of studies that show when they get people's vitamin D levels back up to the, you know, normal range that they should be in, that the depression is alleviated. And just kind of an aside, you know, the only way that you know how much vitamin D you should be taking, and this is, you know, can really vary a lot from individual to individual because each of us metabolizes it differently. We used to think, 400 international units was kind of the minimum recommended amount, and now it's recognized that it's probably more like 2,000 international units. And if you have some disease states or, you know, don't metabolize it properly, you might need way more than that, like even 5,000 or 10,000, you know, international units. So the only way that you know how much you should be taking is to get your vitamin D levels checked. And you don't even have to go to a doctor's office for that. There's actually a website where you can order this kit. It's called powerofd.org. And you order this kit. It comes to your house. It's got the instructions, but basically you're just pricking your finger and putting a dot of blood on a piece of paper that's sent in, and then they can, you know, tell you what your vitamin D levels are, and you can recheck it every 6 months or so. And, you know, kind of monitor what's happening as far as the amount that you're taking. And the other thing that's great about doing your vitamin D levels that way is that the PowerD.org organization there has some affiliations with some grassroots, you know, organizations, and they're doing an international data collection on vitamin D and disease so that we can get even more information about the association between, you know, vitamin D and the prevention of a variety of different diseases. Like I said, very much, you know, that's something that we see during this time of year because we don't get enough sunlight. But now also sunlight has a lot of effect with other types of neurotransmitters, you know, too. Serotonin is, you know, one of the neurotransmitters that it, when it's low, it can cause depression, and there's an association between the amount of sunlight that you get, you know, with that as well. So those are just some of the things, you know, that can go on during this
Good.
Time.
Excellent, excellent. This is wonderful. Lots of super information. We're speaking to Dr. Christine Horner. This is Bobby Elias of Let's Create a Better World. You mentioned powerd.org. Is that the name of the place, the website?
Yeah, the website, yeah, powerofd.org. Yeah, that's where you can order that kit.
That's power of D, power of, O-V, power of D?
Yes, uh-huh, yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, now you mentioned sunlight. You mentioned, what about D3? Can you give us a little brief on that one? D3, how is that differential?
Yes, so vitamin D3 is considered the active form of vitamin D, so that's the type of supplement that you should take. And I think it's pretty important for most people to be taking supplementation. And again, the only way that you know how much you should be taking is by getting your levels checked.
Excellent. Good. Yeah, we want to talk about aging now. You know, you mentioned turmeric a while ago. It is just fabulous. I also help me, being a nutritionist, I get out and tell people about turmeric, and I buy it and give it, sell it, whatever, to people. I do work with a lot of homeless people, a lot of people that are hungry, and it's out there. People, there's so much out there, and people need to learn these things. But let's talk about aging, some of the things that you're really into that, I know, longevity. I'll just let you take the floor and discuss that. Go ahead.
Sure. So, you know, the thing that I noticed, you know, years ago, 20 years ago, when I first started, you know, looking into the research, you know, on natural health and its effects, you know, initially on breast cancer, is that, you know, the things that contribute to diseases like breast cancer, really all diseases, are the exact same things that will affect your health and longevity, you know, in general. So it's kind of like, you know, the normal things that we talk about in creating health are the exact same things that you do to, you know, prevent all the different diseases and so forth. So there's many different aspects that are extremely important. Most people, when they think about, you know, health, they're thinking mostly about the foods, you know, that they're consuming, but there's so much more, you know, that's involved with that. Yes, foods are super critically important, and in general, eating a plant-based diet is considered the healthiest type of food that you can consume. So that means organically grown, so it doesn't have any pesticides and herbicides, but fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, and seeds, those are kind of the main, you know, plants. The more you consume of them, the healthier, you know, you tend to be, because each of the plants has its own pharmacy, really, in helping to keep us healthy. And this is why it's important to eat a diversity of foods. You know, in the United States, the most common vegetable that's consumed is French fries. You know, we wonder why. Why are we sick? Yeah. But, you know, the Mayans ate 1,200 different kinds of plants, and were really designed to, you know, eat a really broad spectrum of plants so that you can take advantage of all these, you know, medicines that are in the various different plants. And now we have kind of subcategories that we call superfoods, where we recognize that certain foods like blueberries, you look for these deep colors, and some of these plants that are grown in harsh environments, maybe way up high on mountaintops, like maca, you know, is some things from the rainforest, macai and some of these things. But some of these really deep, you know, colors that we get in the fruits and vegetables are a clue to some certain plants that have an unusual concentration of medicines, you know, within them. And I think it's wonderful, the research that's been done on these superfoods. And so I know a lot of people, including myself, a number of years ago started making smoothies in the morning, where I'm putting all these different superfoods, you know, in there. So it's a great way to get kind of a concentrated, you know, source of nutrition and high in antioxidants and anti-inflammatories. And speaking of which, what we realized is that there's kind of these common denominators as far as things that help to fuel chronic disease and accelerate aging, and those are oxygen-free radicals, which are tiny molecules of oxygen that are missing an electron, and so then they try to get an electron from some other source. We actually need them because they drive all the chemical reactions in our body, but if they're found in excess, that's when they start to try to steal these electrons from important things like our DNA and our cell membranes, and can cause a lot of damage to these structures, and like I said, help to promote disease and accelerate aging. And inflammation is a second process that is pretty much present in most disease states. And the more inflammation you have in your body, the more unhealthy you are. And again, those things really fuel the chronic diseases and accelerated aging. And then the two of them promote each other. So when you have oxygen-free radicals, that creates inflammation. If you have inflammation, it creates oxygen-free radicals. So a lot of the you know, foods that we look at that are super beneficial for us are things that are very high in antioxidants and in anti-inflammatories. Now, I'm big into also doing certain supplements, too, because even if you have, you know, a great diet, which very few people do, there's, you know, certain things that we can take as nutritional supplements that can give us some added boost to help to support our health. So, for instance, the turmeric, you know, we talked about, I just think that there's so much research on that. Like I said, about 10,000 studies in the medical research, you know, now with it, and it has so many health benefits with it that and it's very unusual for somebody to get enough, like a therapeutic dose of turmeric in every day, unless you're, you know, you live in India and you're cooking with it every day. But that's a great one to take. Omega-3 fatty acids are another one, where, you know, it's super important for us to get enough fat into our diet every day. We used to think, you know, that fats were kind of villainized and everything, and now we've totally reversed that, thank goodness, because really every cell membrane's made out of fat, our brains are coated with fat, our nerves are, you know, covered with fat, so and our hormones are made out of fat, so it's crucial that we get fat into our diet every day, but it's the proper types of fats that are super important. So if we typically, Americans, eat bad types of fats, omega-6 fats and these trans fats, which are now going to be banned here, which are, you know, is wonderful. But all those things will promote inflammation, you know, in the body and have harmful effects. But if you're eating the best types of fats, which are primarily the omega-3 fatty acids, and these are found in high concentrations in flax seeds, certain cold water fish like salmon, walnuts, that kind of thing. Omega-3 fatty acids are considered to be the healthiest type of fat that you can consume, and they find that people who, you know, eat a large quantity of them, or when really you have to supplement, you know, with it every day because you just can't get enough in your foods, that it's a powerful anti-inflammatory. In fact, one study showed that when they were comparing the anti-inflammatory properties of many different substances, they found that omega-3 fatty acids were the most powerful anti-inflammatory effects. And it also really affects how the cell membrane function is. And if you think about it, I mean, what you're putting into your mouth is really the construction materials for your body, so it makes total sense. And if you give it the best, you know, materials, then what happens is that cell membrane becomes really fluid, which makes it very healthy and everything functions, you know, better. So that's another one where I think it's really important to take as a supplement because you just can't get enough in your diet. Another one that I highly recommend is mushroom formula that's out of Japan. It's called AHCC, which stands for Active Hexose Correlated Compound, which is why we call it AHCC. But this particular formula is a blend of certain medicinal mushrooms, and it's made in such a way where we absorb it into our bodies, and it's kind of more bioavailable than other formulas because the mushroom molecules tend to be very, very large, and these are, you know, broken down somewhat, you know, during the processing, so it absorbs better. But they've done hundreds of studies on it, and they found that it supports every single cell type in the immune system, and it does it so effectively that it lowers the risk of many different kinds of cancers, not just breast and prostate cancer, but also liver and melanoma and, you know, a variety of other ones. It's actually the number one immune-boosting supplement that is, you know, in Japan. And if you get cancer and you live in Japan, they will actually prescribe a HCC, you know, for you because the survival statistics are so much better. And there's been some really exciting research on this formula recently that was done at the University of Texas Health Sciences in conjunction with MD Anderson. And this was looking at its effect on the HPV virus, which we know has an association with cervical cancer. So, with the infections, you know, that people get with HPV virus, I mean, one thing that I think is critical for folks to know is that 98% of people will clear the HPV virus by themselves. I mean, or just our immune system takes care of it, and only 2% of people will go on to develop these chronic infections that potentially can lead to cervical cancer. And once you have that chronic infection, there's no effective Western treatment to get rid of it. So what they did, the researchers did, was to test the AHCC against the HPV virus, and they found that it killed the virus. And so then they set up a clinical trial where they gave it to women who had this chronic HPV infection. And again, you know, there's no effective Western treatment. And what they found was that in every woman who took the AHCC up to 6 months, completely cleared the infection. Well, I mean, this is like super exciting news because, like I said, there's no effective Western treatment. So they're doing a much larger clinical trial now, you know, to get the statistics on it. But, you know, for me, this particular formula, you know, is something that has just tremendous immune-boosting effects, antiviral, antibacterial. And so for general overall health, you know, I'm like super impressed with it as far as helping to keep your immune system, you know, healthy. And that would tie into the Christmas time here too, where, you know, there's a lot of colds and flus, you know, that are going around. And when you're, you know, doing a lot of socializing, you're exposed to a little bit more, and eating sugar, you know, really knocks out your immune system, so it can even put you at greater risk. But you know, taking this immune boosting formula is something that can help to keep your immune system super strong and lower your risk of developing even, you know, colds and flus and that kind of thing too, not to, you know, mention the cancers and so forth.
Yes, cancer. That's the subject I'd like to have you say a few words on. I've got about 6 or 7 more things that I want you to cover, so we've got to do
sure.
A little briefly. That's okay, because you got so much good stuff. And at the end, I want you to briefly talk about your newest book and your books in general and how people can get your information, your website, your books, your contact information.
Sure.
You want to do that, because I think you're one of the best that I've ever had on this show. When it comes to overall health, you have so much great information. Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah,
you're welcome.
So, in the original question you asked me about, the various different things that I recommend, for health, we just kind of started with the foods and, some of the supplements, but there's tons of different lifestyle things that are, equally important. And a lot of times people say, what's the one thing you should do? Well, there's not one thing. There's many different things that you need to do. And if you don't do them all, you're going to have a crisis in your health. So, for instance, the thing that they found that influences our health more than anything and our longevity, our survival from diseases and so forth, and it's more than anything, so more than diet, more than smoking, more than genetics, is actually feeling loved and supported. So we're wired, to be in loving and supportive relationships, and when we are, it's something that has this amazing physiological effect on our bodies. We produce various different chemicals and hormones that then affect our DNA and how it's read. And again, this is the strongest influence on our health, which I think is just absolutely amazing. So it really is teaching us about the importance of having really wonderful relationships, loving and supportive relationships. And when I work with breast cancer patients, it's like, this is like one of the most important thing, right? So you need to kind of be ruthless about who you let in your life and make sure that the people that you're with are really, loving and supportive. And for people that, the opposite is when you're in toxic relationships, and that's actually the worst stress on the human body, of all things. So I think it's really important to, take some courses and education about how to have effective communication and relationships, because we traditionally don't learn that, in most families or in schools or anything, and it's extremely important in order to have, really great relationships. And again, because it's the most important thing, I know when I learned this information, I thought, I definitely made a much greater concerted effort at making sure that I kept in contact, with the people that I love, and, created times when I would meet with them. And it really, adds to the satisfaction and joy to your life, too, but also to know that's the most important thing for your health. And kind of in that same line, speaking about stress, this is a time, again, in the Christmas time when we have increased stress in our life for a variety of different reasons, but, stress is one of those things, too, that just has this huge impact on our health. And even the National Institutes of Health have said that 90% of all diseases, mental and physical, have stress as one of the major factors that are contributing to it. And years and years ago, thousands of years ago, in cultures like in India and also in China, where they do traditional Chinese medicine, it was recognized the role that stress has as far as damaging our health. And so they created these effective stress-reducing techniques. And in India, it was mostly meditation. In China, everyone's seen those pictures of the people, that hundreds of people out in the big, centers in the cities where they're doing Tai Chi or Qigong, every morning. And the whole point of these various different techniques is that they train your nervous system to not be as reactive. So you can have the same stress that occurs in your life, but then your body doesn't produce these harmful stress hormones that have, a lot of damaging effects on the body. So I've been practicing transcendental meditation, otherwise known as TM, for 20 years now, and it's actually the most researched one. There's over 500 to 600 studies that have been done on it, and shows that it, really is amazingly effective at reducing stress and anxiety. And there's a study that was done in Canada where they compared people that practice transcendental transcendental meditation, which is a simple mental technique that's practiced 20 minutes twice a day. So they took people that had done that for 5 years, and they compared it to the normal population that didn't meditate, and they found that people who did transcendental meditation, that they were admitted to the hospital for every diagnosis you can think of, from accidents to, you know, every disease thing, half as often as people that don't practice transcendental meditation. So it shows you this, you know, simple mental technique, or, and again, you can do things like yoga and tai chi and qigong. Those are effective ones too, but just to show the role that stress has in virtually every single kind of chronic disease, and just by settling that nervous system, you can cut your risk of in half, you know, of all these different diseases. So that was another super important, you know, one that gets dropped out a lot, where, because we don't really train, you know, teach people that in Western medicine, but super important to have these, you know, easy techniques that, you know, that people can do that will really minimize that production of stress hormones. And everybody's, you know, subjected to stress, and we're, nobody's immune to it. So the other thing you had mentioned earlier is about sleeping, you know. So sleeping and exercise, really, those two things have, you know, unbelievable effects on our health if they are done in the proper times and the proper, you know, dosages, basically, and they're pure medicine. And it used to be, we'd say, you know, we understood that sleeping was important for our bodies to rest and everything, but we didn't have, you know, all the data and testing that we have at this point in time, where we're measuring, you know, all the different hormonal changes that occur in the body, and we're looking at how the effect is on our DNA and how our genes are read and that sort of thing. And so what we've discovered is, and actually it's kind of funny because it's like 5,000 years ago, Ayurveda said you should go to bed before 10 o'clock and get up before 6 o'clock. Those are the optimal hours for sleep. And what research shows is that that's absolutely true. And the reason is that we have these hormonal fluctuations that occur throughout the day and throughout the night. And if you go to bed before 10 o'clock and get up by 6 o'clock, those hormonal fluctuations are optimal. If you go to bed after 10 o'clock, they're not. And it has principally to do with the hormone melatonin, which is our sleep hormone. And as it gets dark in the evening, our melatonin levels start to go up. If you go to bed before 10 o'clock, there's a spike in melatonin that occurs between midnight and 2 a.m., which you absolutely don't want to miss, because if you do, then it has these spectacular consequences. And melatonin isn't just our sleep hormone. It's also a very powerful antioxidant. It will regulate the amount of estrogen in the human body. It also helps to support the immune system. And it interacts with many other hormones, too. Nothing is, you know, occurring in isolation. And so what they find is that if you stay up to midnight on a regular basis, that there's such severe hormonal imbalances, and this isn't just with melatonin, but also with insulin and with cortisol, you know, the stress hormones and all that kind of stuff. So they found that people who stay up to midnight on a regular basis have twice the incidence of heart disease, diabetes, obesity, as well as certain cancers, particularly, you know, breast cancers and prostate cancers. So simply going to bed at the proper times, and usually 7 hours is kind of considered, 7 to 8 hours is kind of the magic time, too much or too little, you know, has some ill effects with it. But if you do it at the proper times, then it's just, you know, incredible, pure medicine, you know, for our bodies. You know, a lot of people don't understand, you know, the importance of sleep, and particularly the absolute hours, you know, that you sleep. And then similarly, exercise, you know, is kind of like that, too. You used to think, okay, it's great for your cardiovascular system, but now, you know, through all the abilities for us to do more detailed research, you know, here, and the effects that it has on our genes and so forth, exercise similarly is just pure medicine for the body if it's done in the proper dosages. You can't over-exercise, which can be damaging to the body, but then, you know, in the right amounts, it's, you know, something that produces all these different proteins and hormones and affects our DNA and lengthens at the end of our chromosomes. There's a little segment called the telomeres, and these are directly related to the length of lifespan. Each time a cell divides, that telomere shortens, and there's certain things that can shorten telomeres, like stress, bad foods. I mean, all the things that we know that are damaging to us, you'll find that they shorten the telomeres. And if you do positive things like meditation, will lengthen it. Exercise will lengthen it. Sleeping at the proper times will lengthen it. So there's enzyme called telomerase, which kind of rebuilds the telomeres, so you can help to preserve the length or actually lengthen them, which, like I said, there's a direct association with the length of your lifespan and the length of your telomeres, so you can actually do that, you know, by doing these healthy things. Certain foods, you know, can lengthen telomeres. Omega-3 fatty acids, you know, will do that. Turmeric, you know, has been shown to lengthen telomeres. So, yeah, so these, you know, like the normal things that we know that are super important, from sleep to exercise and then getting proper nutrition in, and then, you know, our emotions, like I said, play an even bigger role than we ever realized, you know, and particularly creating love in your life. So those are the most important things.
Great. This is wonderful. This is the things you're saying over the last 5-10 minutes, the things that we really stress on this show, and you've covered them all extremely well. We're speaking with Dr. Horner, Christine Horner, from she's into all kinds of things, and we're going to talk about her books. As we're winding down the show right now, I want to just add to what you said about sleep. There's a new study that people that work on the graveyard shift, they sleep weird, very bad hours, and as many as 8 years less living. They die 8 years sooner than they should. It really takes a toll. And also, Chinese medicine and other forms of medicine have always said that the rest is so important, especially between 10 or 11 and about 3 or 4, where your kidneys and your liver, especially your liver, have to get the rest. They get rejuvenated and they work better when you get that good sleep. Sleep is so important. The three things we talk about the most, and I do want to have you on again real soon, Dr. Horner, are, as you said, the things, the killers are sugar, stress, and sleep. Things we bring out, you brought them out so eloquently. So let's wind down. I just want a little more information from you, but I do want to have you on again in about 3 months to talk more about meditation, Ayurveda, cancer, breast cancer, and other things of that sort. Let's talk about your books and your contact information. And when you read the contact information, please give it slowly, but I want to hear about your books, and then we'll have a few more minutes after that. Go right ahead.
Sure. So my book that came out this year is called Radiant Health, Ageless Beauty, and it's a 30-day program for extraordinary health, beauty, and longevity. And my previous book is called Waking the Warrior Goddess, kind of an odd title, but it's about enlivening your body's inner healing intelligence. And that's my book on all the natural approaches to helping to protect against and fight breast cancer. And that book actually won the best health book of the year when it first came out, and I've done 3 editions that really expanded it. The last edition that I did, I added 150 pages to it because there's been such an explosion in research, you know, in this area. So those books are available everywhere, you know, the normal outlets, Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and if you want an autographed copy, you can get it on my website, which is drchristinehorner.com, drchristinehorner.com. And on my website, you'll find all sorts of great tips and tricks for your health. I have a free e-newsletter that you can sign up for, and then also mention that I offer telephone consultations and actually do Skype ones for people around the world that help with mostly newly diagnosed breast cancer patients, to help them with an integrative approach, but also for anyone who's, you know, interested in kind of a personalized approach to help them with their health.
For all those women listening, she's one of the real, extremely best people to talk to about breast cancer. She's done so much research on, and that's what I love about you, Dr. Horner. You've actually researched and studied so many of these things, and better than that, you're in with all the latest. You stay in touch with things. Whereas many American doctors, they learned something 20, 30 years ago, and they stick with the same protocol all their life. They don't change, they don't move, they don't look at things. There are many doctors that don't even tell you to go out and walk or exercise or eat a better diet. They just stick with pills and cut you up. You know that.
Yeah.
Give me two more minutes of just last-minute thoughts for our listeners and encouragement to get well, not only Christmas, but all year round. Go right ahead, please.
Sure. So, you know, one of the things that I was amazed by when I was initially doing the research is that it's amazing how just if you do one healthy thing, so you have a terrible diet and lifestyle, and you do one healthy thing, it actually cuts your risk in half of many diseases, including breast cancer, in half. And almost everything that I found that had a statistically significant influence, so this could be sleep, exercise, you know, certain food supplements, you know, that kind of thing, almost all of them cut your risk in half individually. And then if you do more than one healthy thing, those things will multiply up together. They don't add up together. So it becomes incredibly easy to dramatically lower your risk of disease and improve your health just by doing some really simple key things. So, for instance, going to bed before 10 o'clock at night. I've worked with a lot of women with hormonal issues that are having menopausal symptoms and hot flashes, and the one thing they do is they start going to bed before 10 o'clock and their hot flashes go away. So, you know, it's inducing balance, you know, into the body, but the human body is so freaking amazing, I think, and how if you just give it anything, you know, it's like it has this tremendous, you know, effect. So it's not that difficult, you know, to radically improve your health. It's not horribly unpleasant things. I always like to give the example that hanging out with good friends, laughing, you know, we know is something that really helps to stimulate the immune system. Hugging, you know, somebody really stimulates the immune system too. So you can have these incredibly enjoyable activities with your friends, hanging out, laughing, you know, hugging each other, and, you know, maybe even going out for brisk walks and stuff like that in nature, which are wonderful. And all of these things have profound beneficial effects on your health. So again, it's way simpler than you think, and it has way more of a profound effect than you could possibly imagine too. So just doing some, you know, key things, starting out with easy things, you know, for you, so it's not difficult. And then a lot of times what happens is that you start feeling so much better than you think, geez, what else can I do, you know, to make myself feel even better. And so that in and of itself is really encouraging, you know, for you to continue. And I always, you know, tell people to get buddies, you know, to work with too, because we always find that everybody does better, you know, from diets to exercise to everything else if you've got somebody that you're doing that with.
Wow, this is super. Dr. Horner, I'm going to speak to your PR team about trying to get you a date to be on our show again in March to cover some of the things that we didn't get a chance to get more in depth on. And the next show I do with you, I'm not going to have anything at the beginning. I'll spend the whole hour with you. I want to do that. To talk about meditation, Ayurveda, cancer, breast cancer, and just everything that summarized a lot of things that you said today. It's so in-depth, and I encourage people. So, Dr. Horner, we do have older people listen to the show because we do a lot of aging information. Could you give your website one more time, and if you have a number they can call, because some people don't have a computer, a phone number, could you do that, please?
Sure. So, again, my website is drchristinehorner.com, and that's drchristinehorner.com. And so I have a toll-free number, and I'm like, what in the world is my toll-free number? I do remember this. So it's like 888. I know that. Let me see if I can find it real fast here.
Let me see if I have it also. Go ahead. Keep looking.
Yeah, okay. I'm still looking here.
Okay, take your time. We got a minute.
Okay, all right.
I have a different number of yours here. It's an 858 number, but you don't want to give that. That's your...
No, that's my home number, yeah, so I don't want to give that one out, but let me see if I can. 888-217-4441.
One more time, slowly.
888-217-4441.
Excellent. Dr. Horner, you've been great as usual. Thank you. We'll have you on again in 3 months if your schedule permits. And just keep up the great work. You inspire us, and all the things you talk about, we try to talk about also with our own staff and with our other guests. So again, thank you. Have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and keep
you
up the
too.
Great work. One last thing, I encourage all women out there and men to look into her books. You can get a wealth of information about health and living longer. Thanks again, Dr. Horner.
Oh, you're so welcome.
All right. Wonderful. This was a super show. Thank you for listeners for listening in. So let's finish up real quickly here because I want to put that song, Celine Dion, and her great song. What was the name of that song again? We'll have that Oh Holy Night. We'll have that on at the end, and hopefully our engineer, I'll remind him to please put that on a little longer if possible. But I want to make a couple announcements. Next week, we're going to talk about happiness, self-love during the holidays, how to get your mind and your body and your spirit at its best during the holidays, which many people fall apart. There's depression. There's addictions. We'll also have on our other co-host, Stefan Rudolph, to speak about addictions. He went through a whole lot and done a lot of research on that. So we'll speak about that also in the next week or two for sure. So thank you all for coming in. Let me say that in the next few weeks you've got some great shows, but let me start thanking people and get to the music. First of all, I want to thank Gary Null for putting this station together 10, 11 years ago. It's the number one station in the world for progressive minds, and it's growing fast. The social media is number one. People that call on the phone, and I'm going to give you that number right now. When you call on you can call and hear the whole show on the phone. And that has already hit 26% of all the calls, but any of the shows that have, you can hear on phones, we get 20% of all the market. We're number one in that. Here's the phone number. Take this down for yourself, for your friends, to call in and hear the show. It's area 701-801-3662. All right. Thank you, Gary Null, for having the station. Thank you, Jesse, for being a great PRN director. Thank our engineer, who's always doing a good job, Zach. Thank you. Thanks to Stuart Hassel, our producer. Thanks to our associate producer, Lydia, and our guest today, Dr. Christine Horner. And thank you all for listening. Be with us next week. We want to keep this one of the best shows in the world, and with your help, we can do that. Thanks again. All oppression shall cease.